He's from Lincoln, Nebraska. Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Sock.
Jack Sock lived in Lincoln until his family moved to the Kansas City area when Sock was in fifth grade, but his tennis game is heavily influenced by another Nebraska native, Andy Roddick.
And we'll play set, Sock.
Sock is trying to achieve what no American male has accomplished since Roddick did it in 2003, win the U.S. Open. It'd be a major upset if Sock were to reach the championship, but at the age of 22, he's on an upward climb. Sock is ranked 28th in the world, his best to date, and seeded at the Open for the first time, also at number 28. But none of that seems to faze him.
Honestly, I just want to go and I just want to play, you know, my tennis, my style of tennis, and you know, the things that I've been working on, you know, over the last few weeks to get ready, and you know, pretty much the whole summer to get ready for, you know, the mecca of the Open.
The U.S. Open is where Jack Sock's career took off 5 years ago while in high school. Sock won the U.S. Open junior title. The year after winning it, Sock played against Roddick at the U.S. Open. Although he didn't win, Sock recalls how it felt to be facing his idol, center court, at Arthur Ashe Stadium.
You know, I thought I could do all right. Maybe didn't, you know, fully believe I could necessarily win. But, you know, it was definitely to play on, it was my first time on Arthur Ashe. So to play on, you know, the biggest court we have in tennis, you know, at the U.S. Open, our home slam against, you know, the guy I grew up watching. You know, it's pretty special on, you know, Friday night under the lights and on ESPN. So that was definitely a memory I'll never forget.
Jack's older brother, Eric, played tennis for the Huskers and now teaches the game in the Kansas City area. He also remembers how inspiring Roddick was to him and his brother, Jack.
If this guy could be from Nebraska, from the Midwest, when people were saying you had to be from California and Texas and Florida, then why couldn't we do it?
In Jack Sock's third tournament of the year last April in Houston, with his family on hand, he won his first professional singles title. He looked forward to that evening's celebration.
You know, I have my brother here and my team, you know, that's been with me for a while now, through the ups and the downs, and to share a moment like this with them, you know, is going to be great.
At the U.S. Open, Jack Sock knows the tennis fans long for those days of perennial American contenders.
It seems like there's always been someone, you know, that's done it.
Could Sock be that someone to break through one day? The only American ranked ahead of him is John Isner, but he's 30 and his window of opportunity is closing. Tennis writer Nick McCarville knows that Sock has his work cut out to knock off one of those considered in the big four of men's tennis, Novak Djokovic, Roger Federer, Andy Murray, and Rafa Nadal. But McCarville believes in Sock's potential.
The window of opportunity is certainly there. At this point, though, you don't see Djokovic slowing down. Andy Murray's as motivated as ever. And sure, I think Roger and Rafa have both shown cracks in their game, but they look as motivated as ever, too.
Sock says he's motivated, and he'd like to stick around for the second week of the Open. To do that, though, he'll need to beat the best in the world. Wait a minute. He is one of the best in the world. For Omaha Public Radio, I'm Greg Eklund.